Man, does that wake you up? Y'all look a little sleepy. Take a deep breath. That's right. It is chilly, so y'all are awake already, aren't you? It's one of those days where the weather changes, and the heat should have come on at 2 a.m., but didn't. So just snuggle up against your parishioner. They love you. There are actual... Charles, thank you, word would not pop into my mind. In the hallway, please feel free to go up and get one if needed. So one Christmas, a mother decided she was not going to remind her children about writing their Christmas thank you notes. As a result, the children's grandmother never received acknowledgement of the generous checks she had given to her grandchildren. However, the next year at Christmas, things turned out differently. The children came by my house to thank me in person, the grandmother triumphantly told her friend. Oh, how wonderful, the friend exclaimed. What do you think caused the change in their behavior? Oh, that's easy, the grandmother replied. This year, I forgot to sign the checks. Tee-hee, my bad. Giving thanks. When interpreting today's gospel story of the 10 lepers that Jesus healed, it's often been suggested that a large percent of people only think about themselves and are rarely thankful for any type of kindness. Why is that? Why is there only one out of the 10 healed lepers who turned back and with a loud voice praised God? And with joy and great humility, prostrated himself at Jesus' feet and thanked him. We might wonder, why did this foreigner, this Samaritan, the 10th leper, return and express his gratitude? What was so different about his healing from the other 9? So for over 12 years, famous researcher Brené Brown observed, tested, and interviewed thousands of people looking for what it might take for someone to live a wholehearted life. When she uses the word wholehearted, she means what would it take for someone to live their life from a place of worthiness? Having self-worth and self-acceptance. What does it take for someone to wake up every morning and think, how can I cultivate courage, compassion, and connection with God and others around me? Live my daily day thinking, no matter what gets done and how much gets left done, I am enough. In Brené Brown's book, The Gift of Imperfection, she shares her research findings and her guideposts to living a wholehearted life. One of the findings, stay with me, this is good, the findings that emerged from her research was that people who describe themselves as being a joyful person, a sense of enoughness, all had one thing in common. They all had some type of active practice of gratitude. Brené discovered that these wholehearted folk all had a tangible practice of gratitude, either through meditation, journaling, or as simple as saying grace. Other words, I would put it, praying their gratitude. It actually surprised researcher Brené that the data showing the relationship between joy and gratitude is not that joyful people were grateful for what they had in their lives. The data indicated that it is, in fact, gratitude that comes first, that then leads to a sense of joy. Brené further emphasizes that maintaining an attitude of gratitude is actually insufficient for cultivating joy unless it translates into a behavior. Ooh, that's challenging. Unless it translates into a behavior. Each person who lived wholehearted lives knew they were enough and had an active gratitude practice. Or as a person of faith, I'd put it this way. These wholehearted people knew deeply internally that they were created in the image of God and therefore enough. Their identity of enoughness is centered in being God's beloved. So we might wonder about the tenth leopard in today's story. We know that these lepers were social rejects, cast outs, thrown out and discarded from their families and from their faith communities. 10 of them were Jewish. So, of course, Jesus sent them back to the temple because then the rabbi could declare them, but he wouldn't do that, but declare them clean, right? But the Samaritan had no temple to go to. Interesting. And then turn back. So how is it possible, I know I'm shifting, how is it possible for any of us to show up at church this morning? I suspect there's not a person here who has not walked through a painful, devastating night. Some of us have experienced the overwhelming despair of depression or debilitating chronic anxiety. Some have experienced broken bones and bodies. And all of us experienced broken hearts. Most of us have known failure, humiliation, put-downs, and many of us experienced bullying, and many here this morning, racism. That feeling of being pushed away, not taken seriously, not seen or cared for, not known for who we are. What does the story of the tenth leper teach us? I think it teaches us that all of us, every person here today, has been healed and has been touched. We have encountered the living God, and God has not turned us away and will never turn us away. We've received God's mercy. I'm not sure I knew this until this week, the difference between mercy and grace, so I looked it up. Mercy, God's mercy, is God not punishing us for our sin. For when we are in that so self-absorbed place, we don't care what happens to anybody around us. We've received God's grace. The difference between mercy and grace is the unmerited gift of love and forgiveness, not earned. Freely given. So today, this week, and every week, we need this tangible, behavioral, active practice of gratitude. We come to church to say thank you to God. We come to the source of our strength, healing, forgiveness, and reconciliation. We have an attitude of gratitude through gathering together to sing, to pray, and to feast, to share the Eucharist, to be fed by God, and to love one another. Coming to church every Sunday can be your active practice of gratitude. The Eucharist means thanksgiving. I know I need it weekly. And I think you may need it weekly, too. So each of you, like the 10th leper, today took your time out of your busy list of things to do and eternally said, I gotta stop and reflect, stop and give thanks, stop and adjust my attitude of gratitude. Life is not easy. And yet we are blessed at this very moment to be together here, even though it's a whisper chilly. Like the 10th leper who took time for an active practice of gratitude, of praying our gratitude, in other words, worship, he fell down, prostrated himself, praising God, worshiping, and saying thank you to Jesus. Isn't that what we do? Isn't that what we do? I think it's what we do. I think coming to church is a wonderful practice of gratitude. And I know that you all do things in between Sunday afternoon and Saturday night to practice your gratitude. But isn't it better when you're together? I look around you, and God has called me to love each of you. And for each of you to love me, and for each of us to love one another. And I don't know a better way to practice that except come and eat and be fed. Amen. That was a little theology of church attendance. That was good, huh? That's what I'm talking about.